Bet More Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
So we get centered today? Almost.
Do you not have like a permanent setup or like every time we call you, you set it up again? Then you went the wrong way.
Well, here's the thing. The ladder. It's because it's set up with my computer. So, like, I take my thing off to clip when I'm clipping.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I got to plug that cord back in. Like, I have my setup ready. I just got to plug that cord back in and put the computer in its place.
Well, use your phone.
Huh?
Why don't you use your phone?
To
FaceTime.
Oh.
Because it looks like I don't have the... doesn't have a microphone. It kind of sounds like shit when we did it before.
Mm.
Mick, can you put Pal on this TV or no? What do you say?
We got to get you a tripod.
And a light. I think I have one from before.
Yeah. I think it's easier.
Does it look better on the phone or the computer?
I think you look good.
Phone's got a better camera than your computer does.
Does it?
Well, this is the Logitech one that I use for...
It's a Logitech.
Yeah, it's definitely better than the Logitech.
Kidding me?
Logitech 1080p?
I know it well.
Okay.
Better than fucking StreamYard, dude?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Shout out Hockey Talk last night. Welcome to the show. Also, Nikki Skates.
And that was Tech Talk. Thank you. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Mitt, how are you?
Not good. We lost last night.
Well, we lost, okay? You guys forced me into a pick.
We didn't force.
We get the fucking Bolts at even money now to win the series, boys. Fucking reap the benefits.
Well, let's not worry about that. 18-0 off of a loss. Let's worry about that one first, okay?
Nah.
But we did say yesterday the trends. Rangers
right there.
Rangers at home.
It's always there.
And team winning game 7 versus the team that swept. We talked about it. At least I'm okay if we lose, as long as we give the listeners information that there's a chance we will lose.
Smart.
True.
As long as we tell them, hey, there's a chance we're going to lose here because it could go the other way and they don't put their mortgage on it, we're fine.
There you go.
It also went way over. So that's two conference finals games down, two overs.
You taking the under again tonight?
I have fucking hammered under 7.5 tonight. It's like an NFL
what
game.
A fucking menace, dude.
It's like you giving me
the backup goalie.
I don't care.
It's tough. It's a tough call.
That's
don't
know. Like in college football when you give me an over under of 72. I'm going to take the under.
The Oilers are -150 +1.5.
What did it set up?
Better odds in the first game.
It was 8.5 last night, wasn't it? Or no, that was Rupper and his. Rupper
might have been boozed up. He said 9. He said the total was 9.
It's at 7.5 now, which is very high.
It's been 7.5 since game 1.
Yeah.
Because I immediately bet the under because it was a fucking spite bet that I had to do. The coaches, they got to fucking sit them down and say, boys, hey, got to play some defense this game.
You can't tell these boys to play. These boys watch Mike Smith and then they're like, we can't. It doesn't matter what we do. We're fucking running wild. We got to score 10 to win a game.
Yeah, but nobody handles the puck better than Mike Smith.
Who said that?
Weeksy.
Mike Smith has been known to handle the puck pretty well in his day.
Fucking Weeksy said it. All right, we'll get to NHL. Fucking Rags did win last night, so congrats to them. They looked really good. Also, last night on the diamond, some things didn't go my way. No, I don't know how smacked. It went for you.
Absolutely smacked.
I'm 4-0 right now on first round three ball for the Memorial.
You're good at those, huh?
It's going well, and I need Rami here to come through and beat Bryson. I don't know if it's going to happen, but if that happens, it will be 5-0, and we will make some money. Three ball is my new favorite thing in the world. Corey Connors is up there.
Just happy you're off the 2x1s.
Thought about bringing him back today because there's a lot of bad pitching matchups.
that this ball Thursday, whatever reason, Thursday games just are not don't do too much for me.
Yeah, so last night, what did I have on baseball?
Robbie Ray fucking laid another egg.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for telling me to take Seattle.
We've been telling Nick to stop betting the Mariners all year. Don't fucking stop dare. This guy.
I told you guys the right
guess side. What we got tonight, though, Nick?
I'm not
back hanging from that bum flexing out to dry again.
Flexing plus a half.
That poor guy.
Yes! Let's fucking go!
Somehow the Astros didn't cover the 1.5 after fucking Verlander had a no-no through 7.
Yeah, what happened there?
Robbie Ray stunk and fucking Kopech against Toronto's hot.
Yeah. White Sox pitchers aren't good against good hitting teams.
Which, you know, is never great. You guys were on the Buccos last night.
Let's go Bucs. Quintana, there was never a doubt.
Fucking sweep of the fucking Dodgers.
Fucking Buccos, dude. Red Sox hit.
Braves hit.
That green for Reds. He was throwing 101 out of the chute.
Yeah, that's what he does. But
as a starter?
Yeah. Hunter Green, yeah. Kyle Wright came through. He fucking pitched a gem last night.
Yep.
Nestor's
going. Nestor Cortez is a must bet.
He is an absolute monster right now. Him and Shohei was the matchup this morning. Yankees are up 6-1. Rays are up 3-0. Can't remember who started that one.
Kluber started against Tommy Hearn.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor Hearn.
Did I take that? No.
Should have taken the
Rays.
Rays burned me last night, so I was kind of jaded.
Kluber stunk on the road, so that's why I think I stayed away.
And the
away.
Quick turnaround when they fucking get you the night before, it's hard to hop on the daytime.
And then Cueto is going for the Sox against the Jays, and I just stayed away from that one.
I took the Jays -0.5 with Manoah.
I was going to. I just didn't. For some reason, I didn't pull the trigger. I do have 3, maybe 4 for later today, though.
I got a 6-piece nugget.
Okay. We'll do that in a little bit. Let's start, since we've been teasing it all week. Tonight is game 1, NBA Finals, Celts at Warriors. The line is 4.
We fucking go, boys.
172 is the money line for the Warriors, plus $1.44 for the Celts. 213.5 is the total to win the series. It's Warriors -160. It's been hovering around there all week. Steph and Tatum are the favorites to win the MVP, and everyone else is 1,100 or longer. Start right there. I'm going to take a flyer on Clay plus $2,200.
Who?
Clay.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to take a flyer on Jaylen Brown plus the 1,100.
You're not taking Grant Williams?
I don't think I'm going to take Grant Williams. To be honest, he's actually not even available to bet.
No, he has the longest odds that you can bet that I saw.
He's not even available on FanDuel Sportsbook. So... Are you trying to find Grant Williams somewhere?
What's that?
You trying to find Grant Williams? Are you trying to take him somewhere?
Grant Williams just texted me.
I can hear you fucking vibrating over there.
He said, what the fuck is this?
Bob Williams, you can bet at 49,000.
That would be Bob Williams. Grant Williams is a different human being.
Who are you talking about?
The disrespect from everybody for Grant. Grant Williams fucking put the Celtics on his back to beat the Bucks in game 7.
Most punchable face in the NBA. Yeah, he did.
Don't do that. We got to do first basket tonight, right?
Okay. So I'll just say it. Clay and Jaylen Brown, I am going to also take flyers on because the odds are just so long. Steph or Tatum are the favorites, heavy, heavy favorites to win MVP. Mitt, are you taking a flyer on Rob Williams or Grant Williams?
I am not, actually. I'm taking a flyer on who did I have a flyer on? I had a great flyer.
Wiggins plus 4,600.
Yeah, Wiggins plus 46.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Awesome. I think Wiggins has been playing great this whole playoffs, really. been fucking carrying, kind of. Steph doesn't really shoot that much.
What?
Think about it. Steph's had, dude, Steph's had his under in like 5 of the last 6 games.
That's just not true, Mitt.
I bet it. He's averaging 25 points. His over under is always at 27.5. That's the lowest that it's been at. It started at 29.
I looked it up. He did score 30 twice in the last series. So I assume he went over twice, two of the 5 games.
Oh, shit. Well,
that was fucking Tony receipts.
Oh. Well, he's been coming out with this LeBron.
Oh, Tony was fucking waiting for this. He's been sitting on this all day.
Well, his kid's been pushing this fucking LeBron Steph slander all week. So I said, I'm finally going to check this.
Man, this LeBron cool, Steph slander, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you love LeBron, so you have to slander Steph.
That is just not true.
Feels true.
So not true, Tony. You're completely making this up, but Steph Curry's under tonight. Definitely in play. 27.5. He's going way under. He's not going to do shit, dude. He has Marcus Smart guarding him. What is he going to do, Tony? Come on.
Well, the same thing he's done.
What's he going to do, Tony?
Like Steph can't score.
He might drop 25.
When someone who's a decent defender fucking is on him.
Yeah, he can't, dude. I'm
not saying I'm taking over 27.5 because I'm not. But I'm just saying a little respect for Steph.
I'm going Tatum first basket plus 650.
Tatum first basket. Who are you vibrating? Is that you vibrating? Move your phone, lad. Tatum first basket. What'd you say it was?
Plus 650.
Hmm.
He's got to get going early.
You're not going loony?
I can't. I was thinking Big Bob, fucking Time Lord. He's still questionable, though, saying. We need fucking Time Lord.
Time Machine is playing or not?
Timestamp is in, I believe.
He's playing, but I don't know if he's going to play that much.
What?
Because, I mean, I just don't see how they keep Looney out there if things start going south for them. They're going to run with Draymond at the 5, and it's going to be Allen, Grant Williams. I think Grant Williams is going to get a ton of time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. MVP, right?
That's not a bad flyer.
Yes, it is.
You didn't make the list, dude. He's not even on the list.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I mean, Bob Williams made the list. For MVP, I actually took, on the Golden State side, I took Clay at plus 2,200. And then on the Celtics side, I took Marcus Smart at plus 4,100. Because if the Celtics do win, that means Smart locked down Curry. And if he has 2 or 3 games of 20 points, then he's probably going to get it. Pending Tatum dropping like 50,
and I took flyers on, as I said, Clay and Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, I like the Jaylen play. It's really like Tatum, Steph, and then you just have great odds for everyone
exactly.
else.
Exactly, you could sprinkle around a little bit there,
especially with the Warriors. Like Steph has never won one, so maybe this is his year. But like he's gonna have to go against Smart every game. Like somebody else has to step up if that's the case.
Yeah, who you going first basket? I know you got something.
So first basket tonight, I'll start with the one that's just like you have to take it because the odds. Draymond Green is plus 11,000 to hit a 3. I assume the first possession when he does get the ball on the perimeter, it'll be like Grant Williams it'll probably be Al Horford.
Yep.
Like at the free throw line.
Sunken off. Yeah. You think Draymond might just let it fly?
Say, you know what? Fuck it. Let it fly. I mean, I've only put $10 on it, but it's plus 11,000 odds. It's like the hole in one for
the
match.
Same as
the
hole in one last night.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you have to do it. But then here's a little tidbit. Tatum 3-point field goal first basket was never over plus 2,000 in the last 2 series.
Okay.
But it's plus 2,600 tonight. So I'm taking Tatum 3. And then I have this thing where if someone says they like a person who has the first basket, then I have to take it. And Mitt this morning came in and he said Marcus Smart. So I'm taking Marcus Smart 3-point field goal as well first basket. Okay. Should have had the basket against the Heat. In and out, Jaylen Brown rebound, first basket layup, which is kind of painful.
Okay.
But those are the first baskets I like. Some of the props for tonight, I mean, not great odds in the first two. Tatum 25, Curry 25. But if this is like a, you know, 105, 100 game, it's going to be tough for them both to kind of go off. Mm-hmm. Tatum 6 assists, I like, because they're probably going to, you know, zero in on him, have someone else beat him.
Sure.
Horford 8 boards. I'm not taking the Time Lord boards or blocks because I still don't know how much time he's going to get.
Okay.
Grant Williams 10 points. Because I think he's going to casually have a lot of time. Tatum, 3 threes. Clay, 3 threes. And then Draymond, 1 block.
Yeah, I saw Jalen Rose talking about
that. Yeah, they were talking about it this morning, and I thought he made a lot of great points. Mm-hmm. And then the player performance I like is Smart, 20 points in the Celtics to win.
Okay.
And obviously Celtics there money.
Okay. Hey.
Let's go, C's.
Connor?
Yeah.
Come on, lad.
I wish you the best of luck. I really do.
Thank you. I'm just glad to be here. There were many times throughout the playoffs where I did not think it was happening, especially when we lost to the Bucks game 5 and the Heat's game 6. But here we are.
Here you are. This is where it counts.
This is where it counts. Hey, the season starts now.
The lucky table, dude. Never forget.
Don't worry. I'll go spread some ice on, or I'll go like sit down for a second and then just get up and leave. So at least our aura is there.
Thank you, Connor.
All right, boys. Hammer dot.
See you, buddy.
Hammer dot.
All right. I'm going to go Wiggins first basket tonight. It's at 800. And I will – I'm going to take the Warriors.
Oh, you what? Piece of shit.
Take the Warriors minus
Fuck
4.
Off. Wow. I really can't believe you just did that.
Why not?
I was going to take plus 4, but now, out of spite, Celtics money line. Let's fucking go!
This is
10 years since we've been in the finals, dude. Come on.
This is a gambling show, and we have a gambling stat that Gumpy found over the last 8 seasons, which is 45 games. If you won the game, you covered the spread 41 out of 45 times.
Yep.
So just pick the winner, and you'll cover the spread 41 out of 45 times in the last 8 seasons. Yeah, I'm on the Warriors.
Let's win a ball game. Let's win a fucking ball game.
Wiggins, who's your first basket?
Tatum. It's got to get going.
There are boosts. I don't really love any of them.
What do you got?
Clay to score 5 first quarter points and 50 total points scored in the first quarter. It's plus 220. Any player to score 35 in game 1 is plus 200.
I'll take that.
Any player?
I like that.
Okay.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sweet bet. I love that. Just rooting for somebody to score over 35. That is awesome. Yeah, count me in.
Okay.
Where are you at, Mitt? It's fucking hype.
That is a hype.
Bet of the super year. Fucking fun bet. I am definitely going to throw that.
Okay.
I have Jason Tatum over 28.5, Steph under 27.5, Andrew Wiggins over, I think it's 11.5.
Okay.
It's 15.5. I am way off on that one. And then Draymond over rebounds, 7.5. Marcus Smart like first basket. Over 213.5.
Okay, for the game.
For the total game.
Okay.
I really like that. And then I took the Celtics to be winning 2-1 after game 3. So I think they're going to split here and then they'll win game 3. At plus 180 on FanDuel. Mm-hmm. So I'm rooting for the Celtics, but I'm not going to throw any actual bets on them tonight.
Okay.
Jeez. I don't want to jinx it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Rom.
I'm sure the 50 prop bets won't do that.
Rom just double bogey, so that's not.
Just remember, if something fucking goes awry with the Bolts, it's all Rupper's fault.
What did he do?
Bad juju.
He said bad
terrible
juju?
Terrible juju. He was on the rags juju last night.
Oh.
Well, fucked us up.
That's not bad juju. That's just he picked the right side.
No, it's bad juju. We've all been on the Bolts all fucking playoffs.
He does have a bunch of futures from the beginning of the season for the Bolts. and now he's...
Oh, he's playing it right.
Yeah. Gumpy doesn't like it, though.
Can't fuck up the juju for everybody, dude.
The guy's doing it right.
Fuck. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Rupper played for the Rangers. So we know where his lead is.
We know what he's doing.
Fucking Rami. God damn it. Oh, there was one last boost. It was Tatum to average 25 points per game and Boston to win the series is plus 250.
That's not enough.
Okay.
That's not nearly enough.
Okay. Hey, you said it.
Plus 500.
You said it, not me.
I said it. Fucking said it.
Let's go to the ice tonight. What do you say?
Let's do it. I don't love it because...
Come on, Skates. I feel
like... The Avs.
Come on, Skate!
I like the Avs, and I like them to find a way to win, but there's no value.
No, there's I'm not. Seeing there, a way. There's not a way to find value there, unless you go 60 minutes.
No way. I'm looking at, like, you can see the player performance doubles, player performance parlays, I guess they are called now. Where'd it go? McDavid to score and the Avs to win.
McDavid to score and the Avs to win, or McKinnon to score and the Avs to win?
McKinnon. To score in the Avs to win. Jesus, sound like an amateur. Where'd it go? There it is. McKinnon to score and the Colorado to win is plus 174.
There's some. Yeah, but then you're. That's always tough.
That is tough. Then you look on the other side of it. McDavid to score and Edmonton to win plus 320.
Now we're talking. Does that one tickle your fancy, Paul?
No.
And we know Colorado's starter, Darcy Kuemper, is at.
Darcy's Pavel out with an eye injury.
Pavel Francouz will get the start.
Francoup.
What was that goalie we liked on the Coyotes?
Pietr Kuchikov?
No, it's the backup.
Oh, on the Coyotes. Harry Sateri.
Harry
Sateri. Is this guy better than Harry Sateri?
This guy is better than Harry Sateri. he got a little taste of the action last game. He saw it. He didn't look too bad. He shut things down on that one power play late.
Is Mike Smith starting?
Yeah, I believe so.
Why wouldn't he?
There was a rumbling that he might not start after how their guy did in game one.
Koskinen? I believe it's Smith.
I was hearing fucking rumblings over the fucking water here.
You don't put a guy like Mike Smith the fucking on the bench, okay?
Yeah, Mike Smith's probably going to go. Boys, I'm honest. I'm having a hard time finding a way. Like, I think Colorado could still get it done. I just don't like laying the 172 on it.
Pa, what are you doing?
Plus 1.5, dude. Minus 150.
Is that what you're taking?
Yeah, that worked out great last time.
Well, fucking.
I'm not taking. I don't need the 1.5. Oilers are winning tonight, dude.
I am probably going to take the Oilers just because of the value.
Okay.
The plus 142. Oilers money line. Let's see if they can get it done and make this a series.
You guys know where my allegiance is lay.
I don't like going against the Avs here.
I'm on the under. We've talked about it.
You don't want to hop on the Oilers?
I don't find a side.
Gumpy hopping on the Oilers is big because he hates them.
What about...
I do.
What about Connor and McKinnon to each record a point and 7-plus total goals scored? Bet you a lot of people...
What the fuck?
I bet you a lot of people are going to be on that one.
I like it. What's except for the worth? Last part.
Huh?
What's that worth?
Plus 150.
Yeah, that's not enough.
What would tease your fancy there? 200?
Yeah, I gotta 200. See two. I gotta see two. Do we got like six guys to get two shots on net boost?
I mean, it would have hit probably if they had it. It would probably
McKinnon
hit.
McKinnon and McDavid both over 3.5 shots is plus 130.
As long as O'Reilly. What is it?
Fucking O'Reilly auto.
Here, I actually really like this one. Cale Makar and Connor McDavid to both have one assist plus 140. It's technically listed as both over 0.5 assists, but it's just saying for Cale Makar and Connor McDavid to each record an assist plus 140. I like that a lot.
Don't hate that. It's a good find, Nick.
Where was the three shots on?
Player performance parlays.
Parlay.
On the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Parlay.
I could parlay. Parlay. McKinnon and McDavid to have four shots, yes, and plus 140.
I appreciate Tony putting all my bets in for me at FanDuel while I'm stuck out here.
Hey, you're welcome, pal.
You're good.
It's the least I can do. Hey, it's,
you're good, man.
It's the least I can do here.
5% cut.
Who would I be without? Who would I be if I didn't?
Who would you be?
I'm on the under. You guys are on the oils?
Yeah, I'm on the oils.
Come on, dude. Let's get excited. Let's win a fucking game. Let's go.
Man, are you still on your team, the Avs, or?
I was actually thinking about betting the Avs minus the 1.5 here because that Whoa. Smith dude fucking stunk. Whoa. And I put money on him last time, and this is a definite spike bet here, and I have been losing a lot of these lately. So Avs minus 1.5, spike bet here. There okay. you go.
Love a good spike bet.
Yeah, I am so fucking due, so I am pumped the NBA Finals is tonight. Let's go. Over 213.
Little baby Mitt. All right, let's head to the diamond. We kick it off in Miami. San Francisco Giants are at the Marlins. Alex Wood versus Sandy Alcantara. Alex Wood has...
you see the Marlins record?
Not good. Or am I wrong?
Or maybe I'm wrong. Did I read it wrong?
20-28.
I thought I saw... yeah, that was wrong.
Giants are 27-22. 4.81 for Alex Wood. 2 ERA for Sandy Alcantara. I don't want to go against Sandy at home, so I stayed away.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing.
Fuck. Yeah, you're taking Old the Giants. Faithful. You're taking the Giants.
Faithful to the Bay, dude. Give me the Giants plus half.
In Cincy, the Nats are in Cincy. Jhone Doan versus Graham Ashcraft. Jhone Doan's got a 6.08. Ashcraft's only gone 10 2/3, but he does have a 169 in that. I have faded pretty much Jhone Doan at every turn of the season so far, and I'm not going to stop tonight. I'm taking the Reds first five money line. Fuck.
I'm with you, Tony.
Okay.
Just decided. Yeah.
How come?
Fuck it.
What's up? How come? Hey, Don?
Just, I like the name Ashcraft.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Feels like a winner.
It's a good family name, it feels like.
Yeah. Reds have been playing decent ball, too, man.
They have. The second, let's play two. Angels are at the Yankees again. Detmers versus Tyon. I will take this one. I am on the Yankees full game money line. Ooh. Yankees have a top five bullpen in the MLB, so don't worry about them giving up a lead or anything like that. Tyon's been better than Detmers. Angels have lost six in a row, make it seven after this game one today. The Angels are hitting slightly better than the Yankees against righties, but I'll take the Yankees here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom. Yankees first five, though. I don't need the full game.
I actually wish they would have lost game one with this bet because I don't know who they play in game two, which worries me a little bit, but it's whatever. I'm going to take them.
Yanks are rolling. Yanks are rolling.
You mentioned it earlier. Flexen goes against Baltimore in Baltimore. Flexen has a 4.47 ERA. He's 2-6 on the season. Jordan Lyles is 3-4 on the season with a 4.26. I'm not touching it.
Yeah, give me Flexen. Here we go. First five plus a half. Come on.
Maybe this is the one that does it. Maybe this is the one that turns it around.
I mean, he beat Verlander last time.
He did. He did.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
We don't need you fucking getting in here with your bullshit.
I'm staying out of it. Believe me.
Padres are going to Milwaukee. Manea versus Hauser. I was going to take the Padres here. Why did I not?
I don't know. Give me the Dads plus a half. Yes, please.
I think it's because, let me see, Padres versus righties. It's not bad. Milwaukee versus lefties. Milwaukee versus lefties. They're dead last. What's the odds on this? Is that why I didn't take it? Could have swore I was on the Padres earlier.
Yeah, I got a plus a half this morning. I'm not sure what it's at now.
They are still plus a half.
Yeah.
I can't remember why I wasn't on him. I feel like I should be on the Padres here.
Come on, dads.
Should I jump on the Padres here?
Gotta do it. Unless you like Hauser.
No. I think I'm on the Padres here. Plus a half.
Here we go.
Confused why I'm not. Maybe I forgot to put it in. Dads is the way to go here.
Yep.
Hauser's good at home. Maybe that's
I love Manea. Manea hasn't been great, but I love him.
No, I'm off of it. I know why.
What?
What do you mean? There's no reason to attitude me like that.
What? You can't hop in and hop out.
It's just because the Padres have, they lost three in a row. I don't like to bet on teams.
They released Cano today, too.
I don't like to bet on teams that lost three in a row.
Is that the end of Cano's career?
Probably.
What a run.
I'll stay away, but Padres is the side that I would go if you had me. Matthew Liberatore is going against Keegan Thompson, St. Louis at Chicago. I was looking at the Cubs, but I couldn't pull the trigger because they stink.
Yeah, I'll pass, my friend. I will pass.
Can't find a way?
No way.
Okay.
No fucking way.
Cards are too hot to go against.
Yeah, I do like the Cards.
Atlanta's at Colorado. Ian Anderson versus Austin Gomer. Ian Anderson has a... where's he at? He has a 4-3-4. Austin Gomer has a 5-5-1. I'm on Atlanta first five money line. I think they're the better team, better pitcher, better bats. Give me Atlanta.
Yes, sir. 100%.
Okay. And then the last game of the night, Taijuan Walker goes against Gonsolin. Mets are at LA. You could get plus a half with the Mets who have stayed hot. We know the Dodgers just fucking got swept by the Buccos. I wanted to take the Dodgers here.
Dodgers.
I really did. But I'm not laying 180, and I'm also not laying a half.
I'll take the half with the nine Mets.
Yeah, I don't hate that. The Mets kind of feel like the Giants of last year.
Yeah. They're playing ball. 35-17. That's a damn good record.
Except for the Giants last year kind of came out of nowhere, and people thought the Mets would be good this year with their staff.
But even the Mets are doing it without Scherzer and DeGrom.
I know.
Like, that's the scary part. Like, those guys come back and they got a record like this.
Correct.
Look out, dude. And, I mean, Buck Showalter is a very good coach.
A good ball coach.
He won with the Orioles for years, dude. Like, people don't talk about that.
Yeah, he's a good ball coach. All right, let's go through what we got tonight. I'm on the Reds first five money line, the Yankees full game money line, and Atlanta first five money line.
I have the Giants first five plus a half, Reds first five money line, Yankees first five money line, Mariners first five plus a half, Dads first five plus a half, Braves first five money line, and the Mets first five plus a half.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Rami got back to even. Needed that. Anything else? Anything else, boys? Fucking say it now or forever hold your peace.
No.
Okay. Tomorrow, Picks Friday.
Picks Friday. Still what waiting. We got this weekend?
Still nothing waiting special. For an MLS pick. What?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
When is the... Hold on. Let me check the fucking MLS schedule.
This weekend, as far as like events, no, I don't think there's anything special this weekend.
Jeez. We're fucking in it, huh?
Hockey's every other. NBA's not till Sunday after tonight.
There's no
sure.
MLS right now either because it's fucking international.
Yeah, we are in it. Oh, match last night, Tom and Aaron did take it home minus the 180 or whatever. It was
what a pot.
It was close. It was back and forth all day. After hole one, I was like, oh, I took Aaron and Tom to win the first 3, 6, and 9. They won the first three. They pushed on 6 and 9.
Yeah.
Or they lost after 9. It wasn't as good as a betting event as it normally is for me.
No.
There was some bad golf being played in the middle there.
What?
There was some tough shots there in the middle. Nah. Yeah, okay. See you tomorrow, pal.
Oh, yeah. Go Seas. Go Oilers. The Dogs tonight, two fucking big pups. Here we go.
Nick, good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Mitt, good luck tonight.
Good luck, Tony.
All right.
Good luck, Gumpy.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Everyone, good luck. God bless. Wait, that's not how we do it. Good luck.
Good luck. God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.